Welcome to your silly mat.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I would like to apologize for the irritation in the speaking box. At last, this one is listening to a quiet, still voice. We have tried to impress upon her about the irritation caused by the covering over her knees. But now at last she hears our voice. Sometimes also when we are making adjustments, the voice can be affected, but not usually to make the instrument cough.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Be aware that we endeavor to use this instrument as gently as possible, as well you all know. I felt that it was necessary this time just to welcome an old friend and to say that no matter how long in time, those who are part of this group will always be part, whether they are in this room or not. It just shows that you are never far from our thoughts, and we give a welcome to the one you call Jean. We wish only to say one thing. As you know, I do not usually speak on personal matters, but there is something to be wary of in her home. There is a step which needs to be attended to. This step is in the garden. Are you aware it is not anything substantial, but just enough that needs small repair to keep this dear one safe?
Okay.
Can you please check on this for her?
We will check on that.
Check on it.
Yes.
Thank you,
Salamat.
Now, my dear friends, as always, it gives great pleasure to all of us in spirit to join with you. And it is also good to see so many faces at this time. As you know, I do not always come so often, but I will not miss an opportunity when a dear one returns to us.
Thank you.
Well, that's very much appreciated, certainly, Matt.
in just a few weeks' time, we have two people who will be travelling about 300 miles to come and sit in with us.
Yes.
So it's nice to feel that you will also be around on that occasion.
Yes. I will keep them safe. Yes. As I have told you on many occasions, there will be people who come and go. And that is the way of things. That is how we are expanding. Although we have the spoken word on record, and we have your pages of written verse, it cannot compare to being in this room and to feel the energy which is created by all of you. That is something that needs really to be experienced. I am sure you would agree with me.
Yes, indeed.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
Now, if you have any questions at this time, I will be happy to answer them for you. Are there questions, please?
No. Some time back I asked the question about the creation and understanding the creation, and you very appropriately indicated that we could not possibly understand whilst still here on the planet. There still has to be a reason for our not being able to understand. And shortly after that, I had a dream whilst asleep, and it referenced another dream that I'd had, and the idea of a dream within a dream left me with the feeling of the creation involving a dimension within a dimension. If it is something like that, then I can see that we could not possibly have any understanding of
yes.
the creation. Have you got any comment on that, Sullivan?
Only in as much as it helped you to understand my words.
Mm.
Of course, all of life, all of spirit is intermingled. I know many in your world find this difficult to understand. But all is now. I feel that we are beginning to move into difficult situations when we speak of creation. Because let me tell you, my dear friends, that the understanding of creation will never be known, not only on this earth plane, but in the many lives and situations you will find yourself in time gone and in time to come. It is a deep situation to try to explain. I could not even begin to explain it to you, because we as beings are not even fully aware of what creation means.
Gosh.
So that gives you kind of some range of understanding, that it is not a simple explanation.
Yes.
And as much as you would try in your world, it will never be.
Mm.
Your scientists are making inroads as far as the existence of planets and all of these discoveries. But it is but a point on a pin. I will put it that way.
Yes, I think today we tend to distinguish between what might be called mainstream science.
Yes.
And the work of individuals. And I think currently the work of mainstream relates to the material world. And
because that is all mankind truly understands.
But, yeah, but there do seem to be individuals,
yes,
who are making headway with what is often called collectively the paranormal.
Yes. You have to include what you call paranormal, which is indeed normal. It is not paranormal, it is normal to many. But the understanding will never fully take place.
Mm.
After all, you are existing in only one universe at the moment. And yet, all is intermingled. All planets, all universes, all of spirit.
Yes, some of us tend to think of the principle of other universes being,
yes,
other dimensions.
Yes, and as you say, there is one dimension within another, and another, and another.
Ah.
And so it continues.
Yes.
Yes.
And the other thing is, I think you have told us our understanding becomes clearer when we pass to spirit, but that still doesn't clarify everything.
No. You will see a wider picture. You will have a wider understanding. You will be much more knowledgeable about spirits. But remember, my dear friends, you are still only babies. Babies in the understanding world. Babies in the collective use. I am trying hard not to go beyond what you would understand. But yes, you will never completely understand.
Mm-hmm.
Although, as I have said, the picture will be much bigger.
Yes.
Is that helpful to you?
That is most helpful. Thank you, Selimet. Yes, that does open up to our minds, I think, the more clearly the general situation.
Yes, that is all it can be, is a general situation.
Yes.
But I know also that as human beings you have curious minds, and it will never stop you seeking such information. But the more you learn, the more you understand, the more spiritual you will become. And that is a much bigger asset than trying to fully understand creation.
Mm-hmm. I think we all here recognize that many others in the universe have progressed in that direction further than human beings.
Yes.
And thank you for arranging connections in order for us to become clearer on that point.
When you can become one with your own being, then your understanding is great. Think about those words this time.
Mm.
When you can become as one with your own being, then you have a small inkling of what is ahead of you.
Mm. Yes, that is a deep thought.
Yes. Now, it is a short visit at this time. I hope my words have given you food for thought. I know, my dear friend, you work so tirelessly to give the word of spirit. And for this, we will be always grateful to you. Continue, but sometimes allow yourself just to be still, and to listen to that quiet voice, and all will continue to be well.
Could I ask one more question, Salimah?
Yes.
When we consciously invite angelic presence into our experience, would you say it's more common to have to experience synchronicities and coincidences?
Yes, when you invite angels into your lives,
yes,
it is the way they communicate with you.
Ah, because I experienced a lot recently, and it helped me to make decisions.
Yes,
because I was amazed by the synchronicity.
Yes,
yeah.
It is their way.
Uh-huh.
There are many ways in which they can communicate, but the synchronicities are, I would say, one of the most often used ways.
Interesting. Thank you very much.
So I would say continue.
Yes.
And not only be aware, but to listen in your quiet moments.
Yes, yes.
Because if you have called them forward in one way or another, they will always reply.
Right, yes.
To help you.
Yes, thank you for that, yes.
Yeah. And I shall endeavour to have more quiet time. And seek in that quietness.
Yes, you all need to do this. I know some of you are good at doing it, but others may be a little lax. So as I leave you, my dear friends, I thank you for your presence here this evening. We also thank that great Creator for all the love that is given to us. And so, as I leave you, I cloak all of you in my love and in light.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
anyway.
Thank you.